Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joining us on the phone today to talk about Safe Digging Month here in the month of April is Dawn Tripp with Kansas Gas Service. She's Manager of Public Relations. Dawn, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's certainly a pleasure. And, of course, safe digging is always important year-round, but maybe especially so right now given our current situation.
You are correct. Unfortunately, this year, the start of spring weather and when many people plan digging projects, it is coinciding with the COVID-19 pandemic. So it does make safe digging more important than ever.
Yeah, a lot of people are stuck at home. They're looking at projects to do outside, but as I understand, Kansas Gas Service is advising them to take some precautions, right?
Yes, we are requesting that non-essential digging be postponed. So if you can put off that digging project, please do so. But we do have a very good opportunity for you to become prepared to dig safely when that time comes. And that's through a dedicated website called BeADigHeroKansas.com.
All right. And as far as non-essential digging, what might that include?
Well, I think that a lot of people, because they are home, they're thinking about doing those DIY projects that they've had on their plate and just haven't had time to get around. It might be putting in a new deck or patio, or it even may be something as small as planting a tree or a shrub. Any digging project, we're really asking, if it's not essential, if you can postpone it, please do. The reason we're asking for that postponement is because with COVID-19 safety precautions, if you were to hit a natural gas line, of course, we will come and we will respond to any natural gas emergency. However, we may not be able to enter a customer's home to restore service if anyone in the home has, for instance, tested positive for COVID-19 or they're under quarantine. We would have to wait a period of time before we can enter the home and relight their appliances. So we're really wanting people to postpone if they can to protect the underground infrastructure.
And protecting that infrastructure is crucial. As I was reading here this morning, and it makes sense to me, natural gas is used to heat our water.
Absolutely. And during this particular time, people are using it for sanitation purposes. Of course, some people are fortunate to have natural gas cooking ranges, so they're cooking with natural gas, it's heating their water for their showers, natural gas being used to dry clothes. So it is a very essential energy source, and we just want to protect that along with other critical infrastructure that lies beneath the ground. That could include water, sewer, internet. All of those things are particularly important while many people are at home under safe-at-home orders.
Does that rule apply also to excavators, people doing construction projects?
We absolutely are asking contractors and large businesses, if it's not essential, to please postpone that project. And we do understand that there are going to be projects that will need to be continued. And that is why we wanted to get the message out and remind people that it's important to call 811 at least 2 full business days before they begin that project so they can have their underground utility lines marked.
All right. And you mentioned the website here, BeADigHeroKansas.com. I watched the video, the instructional video. That's really cute, but it really drives home the message.
It is. It's a very nice website that includes the animated video that you mentioned. It also includes an interactive digging quiz and other valuable safe digging information. And with so many families at home together, you have your children who are at home now. This is a wonderful opportunity for families to gather around, go to that website, and learn about safe digging. Take that quiz. And there also are coloring sheets for the kiddos to share and work on. And it's just a good family activity.
Absolutely, and good learning opportunity for sure. What about if somebody, since we are at home more often now, if they smell natural gas in their neighborhood, what's the appropriate first step people should take?
We encourage you that if you suspect a natural gas leak, to leave that area, leave the area immediately, and then call 911. Also call our emergency line at 1-888-482-4950.
Okay. As far as employees, are you guys working in a limited capacity right now?
We are an essential service. So we are working. What the company has been able to do is to allow a number of employees to work at alternate locations. Myself, I'm working from home. And then that allows the facilities where we have employees who continue to need to report to, they're able to spread out and really adhere to the social distancing guidelines that the CDC has recommended. So we have done a number of things to accommodate the working operations during this pandemic.
I see. Okay. As far as anything else related to safe digging that maybe I haven't asked about that you'd like to discuss?
I would like to remind people that if they are digging and they do hit a natural gas line, don't try to repair it. Don't try to throw dirt on it or any other thing. Leave that area immediately and then call 911 and our emergency number, again, at 888-482-4950. Also, people can follow us on our social media platforms where we are updating with information just about every day as it pertains to safe digging or any COVID-19 updates for the company.
Okay, sounds good. And to that point here, if people have billing questions, you can find that information on the website as well.
Yes, and any customer who is experiencing any financial hardships, we would like to have them give us a call at 1-800-794-4780, and we can work out with them payment arrangements. It should be noted that non-pay disconnects have been suspended through May 15th. So anyone who is experiencing a problem paying their natural gas bill, please reach out to us, either by phone or you can reach out to us through our social media platforms as well, or you can go online to kansasgasservice.com.
Okay. This is all very good information. Maybe something is a little overlooked sometimes. Again, April being Safe Digging Month. Dawn, anything else?
Again, for more information about natural gas safety, or if you would like to keep up with our COVID-19 updates, go to our website at kansasgasservice.com. And then when it comes to safe digging, we'd like to prepare you to be a dig hero by going to our dedicated website at beadighero.kansas.com.
Okay. Again, Dawn Tripp, Manager of Public Relations with Kansas Gas Service. Thank you so much for the time here this morning.
Thank you for having me.